Greetings, Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On Sunday, September 22, 2024, the Australian financial landscape marches on with significant developments. In a strategic move poised to reshape Australia's superfund sector, industry titans Telstra Super and Equip Super are contemplating a potential merger. As equally formidable, this union seeks to manage a colossal $60 billion in assets while catering to over 225,000 members. Such a consolidation proposes deep-seated strategic growth and long-term member benefits that may outstrip the individual capabilities of each fund. Emblematic of a larger trend, this suggests a drive for consolidation to navigate an increasingly competitive market and satisfy stricter regulatory demands. In another development, millennials are increasingly leveraging self-managed superfunds, or SMSFs, to pave their way into property investment. In an era where the first home super saver scheme is prevalent and the coalition's proposed superannuation withdrawal policy is under discussion, financial pundits identify a preference among millennials to tap into their significant super balances via SMSFs. Despite potential policy conflicts and legislative hurdles, such as the Division 296 tax amendment, millennials form the second largest group gravitating towards SMSFs. Meanwhile, calls for bolstered anti-fraud measures resonate across the country. Echoing the UK's consumer reimbursement model, draft laws under the Albanese administration target firms deficient in scam prevention, holding banks to promptly compensate victims of fraud-based losses. These proposed laws could revolutionize the sector, placing stringent penalties on lax scam prevention, enforcing mandatory scam reporting, and setting consumer education standards. While this induces worry over increasing compliance costs among financial institutes, many insist on prioritizing consumer protection. In 2026, employers will witness a notable shift, aligning superannuation contributions with employees' paydays instead of the prevailing quarterly cycle. Delay of 7 days from an employee's earnings payment to deposit these contributions could potentially incur a superannuation guarantee charge. This regulatory change hints at a predicted boost in the average worker's retirement savings by approximately $7,700, courtesy of early accumulation and compounding returns. Stay tuned for more updates on Financial Services Online. Discover more about insurance, finance, superannuation and money management at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest from the financial world here in Australia.